I asked him how he continued to have running water without electricity. "I have a wind generator for backup power. Keeps my water pump going." "What about lights and radio?" "I use propane for the lights, cooking, hot water and heat if I'm not using the fireplace. Radio? I seldom use it, and we get no TV out here." Well, I thought, this was certainly a cozy and isolated arrangement. Ben was a fastidious housekeeper. Everything was neat and clean and orderly. I began to look for things to do to make myself useful. I started to help Ben make dinner. This must have been a pretty picture. Big burly Ben working together with petite little Jack in a skirt and sweater, looking like his wife, except for my short hair. It certainly was a new experience for me, wearing woman's clothing. Certainly felt strange. Little did I know that this was the beginning of a series of events that would change my life. We spent the time during dinner getting better acquainted. If we were going to live together for the next few months, there was a lot to discuss. Starting out with the usual man talk, about the weather, ranching, my flying experience, etc., it became difficult for me to overlook the fact that I was sitting there dressed as a woman and becoming preoccupied with that image. I soon found myself doing a lot of passive listening while Ben talked. I assumed the chores of cleaning up after the meal, both because I felt an obligation to earn my keep, and being the lady of the house, at least in appearance, I accepted it as my duty. Ben, meanwhile, went out to check on his horses in the adjacent barn, the ones he had used to rescue me, and to get more firewood. The next day, the storm had subsided, and we were able to go outside. I wore Mary's parka and boots. It felt strange walking in deep snow in a skirt with a cold breeze blowing under it, but I found some heavy tights and a petticoat to keep my legs warm. Ben had a large barn, or complex of barns where he kept many head of cattle in bad weather. I don't know how many, but it was a huge and fairly modern facility. I had actually expected to see something more turn of the century, and it provided good shelter for his herd. He showed me his setup for feeding and watering the animals. His business was to fatten them up and sell them for beef. Of course, in the summer they would graze outside. Offering to help, Ben showed me how to mix their feed with dry chemicals, vitamins I assumed, to accelerate their growth. He added the pre-measured powder to a vat of grain and stirred the dry mixture with a paddle as one might mix cement. It looked easy. I could handle that, and that's what I did. And not having Ben's strength, after a short time I was barely able to move the paddle, so I continued to mix the batch with my bare hands, up to my armpits. It was effective, and much easier for me. When it looked uniformly mixed, Ben wheeled the whole vat away and began to feed the animals. I returned to the cabin to warm up and rest. The days passed,